Strange Adventure.
There was murder in the cold and treacherous heart of Tom Miller as he invited his wife for a canoe ride on the lake that mild October day. But Lois Miller threw her large white silk shawl around her shoulders and followed him down the path to the lake. The air was fresh and invigorating. Tom was paddling the canoe across the lake with long, graceful strokes, and even humming a popular tune for his wife's entertainment. Little did she know. Then, after dusk, part two of his diabolical plan took place in the sheriff's office.
Sheriff, Lois is dead. Drowned.
I'll take it easy, Tom. How did it happen?
Well, this afternoon we was rowing across the lake when Lois suddenly decided she wanted to change places in the canoe. The shawl she was wearing fell off her shoulders and she caught her foot in it. She lost her balance and fell overboard. I tried to save her, but I couldn't.
The next day, the sheriff and his men dragged the lake and found the body of the farmer's wife, but not the shawl. Then, another man visited Sheriff McKee, Clem Mason. Clem was Miller's nearest neighbor, and Clem's wife was Lois's closest friend.
Sheriff, I got a pretty spooky story to tell you. It's about Lois Miller.
All right, Clem.
Well, last night my wife had a dream. She dreamed she walked through a big field on the edge of the town by the lake out there, and she saw some trees that had been uprooted by a storm, and she stooped down and clawed at some loose dirt with her hands. Do you follow me?
Yep.
Well, she dreamed that she dug up Lois Miller's white shawl.
Clem, if we went out there and found that shawl, which should be at the bottom of the lake, it would pretty well prove that Tom killed his wife. Let's go.
Later, the sheriff and Clem followed Mrs. Mason along the path she remembered traversing in her dream. They crossed the field she had seen and came to a spot on the lake shore where the trees had been uprooted. As if in a trance, Mrs. Mason walked unerringly toward a certain spot. She stooped and clawed at the earth as she had done in the dream. There, as in the dream, she lifted from the fresh earth the shawl that had belonged to Lois Miller. Suddenly, a man stepped from behind one of the trees, a gun held in one hand.
I know what you're thinking, and that shawl will be used to pin the guilt on me, won't it? But you won't get a chance to prove nothing.
The gun lifted slowly, covering the three victims of the mad killer's hate. The sheriff's hand flew toward his holster. Before the killer's gun was raised, the sheriff had fired. The gun dropped from Miller's hand, and Miller fell to the ground holding his wounded arm. Tom Miller, the cruel farmer who murdered his wife to gain control of her valuable property, was tried for murder and condemned to hang. But he became so haunted by the story of Mrs. Mason's dream that he went mad and died a raving maniac, babbling about a white shawl and a woman's dream. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.